Hi, this is Dan Sheridan connecting you with the past. It was on this day, June 1st, 1813, an American Navy captain, as he lay dying, shouts out his heroic final command, which becomes the rallying cry of his countrymen. Who was he? What was his command? Let's tell the story. The United States Navy was in its infancy during the War of 1812. The Navy achieved some brilliant successes and suffered some defeats. Captain James Lawrence, in command of the Hornet, captured the British brig called the Peacock, after which he was given command of the Chesapeake. Then, on this day, June 1st, 1813, while he was refitting the Chesapeake at Boston, Captain Lawrence was challenged to a duel by Captain Philip Bloke of the British frigate Shannon, which was lying just off the harbor. Captain Lawrence was at a great disadvantage. First of all, he recently discharged some of his crew. Second, those who were still on board hadn't been paid and were near mutiny. Third, these remaining men only had a few weeks training. And finally, the Chesapeake was partially disabled. Things did not look good for Captain Lawrence. Well, the brave captain accepted the challenge anyway and headed out to sea with his half-busted ship and untrained crew. The battle was short and bloody. The Chesapeake didn't fare well. The British took advantage and boarded her. Bloody hand-to-hand combat followed, and every officer on board was either killed or wounded, 146 in all. The Shannon lost about 83 men. Captain Lawrence was mortally wounded. As he was being carried below, covered in blood, the dying captain gave his final heroic order: "Don't give up the ship!" Unfortunately, his crew was overcome and the colors taken down. Lawrence's command couldn't be followed. However, Captain Lawrence's words became the rallying cry of his countrymen and helped turn the tide of the war just a few months after his death, and here's how. There was the dangerous possibility that the British could take possession of the Great Lakes, thus enabling them to send troops across Lake Erie to occupy American soil. But the feisty American Navy came to the rescue. Captain Oliver H. Perry gathered a fleet of 9 armed vessels, 5 of which his men built out of timber on the banks of the lake. Perry manned the flagship Lawrence, named after Captain Lawrence, our hero who was killed just a few months earlier. The crew of the Lawrence hoisted a flag with the words, "Don't give up the ship," written on it. Do you have chills yet? Can you see where this is going? I got chills. Well, the American Navy, with the Lawrence leading the way, met a British fleet on Lake Erie, and a hot battle ensued. The Lawrence was sunk. Perry escaped the wreckage with his 12-year-old brother, and together they rowed in a small vessel right through the thick of the battle, heading for another ship. The rowboat took heavy fire, and Perry's little brother's hat was shredded by bullets. Well, they made it to another ship, and Perry led his fleet to victory. Perry sent this message to General Harrison, who was defending Ohio: "We have met the enemy, and they are ours." The battle was a turning point in the war, and the British never again challenged the old Northwest. Captain Lawrence and his men courageously faced overwhelming odds and perished, but their example inspired the American Navy and turned the tide of the war. It was on this day, June 1st, 1813, the dying Captain Lawrence gave out his final command, which became an inspiration to the American Navy.